Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The U.S. Open kicked off without fans yesterday at Flushing Meadows in New York. Top-seeded Novak Djokovic breezed past Damir Dzumhur in the first round 6-1, 6-4, 6-1. Djokovic is the overwhelming favorite to win his fourth men's championship. He's currently 24-0 in 2020 and has won 18 of his last 19 matches overall in Grand Slam tournaments. Meanwhile, Coco Gauff is out on day one after losing to Anastasia Sevastova in three sets, 6-3, 5-7, 6-4, and top-seeded Karolina Pliskova surged ahead of Angelina Kalinina, 6-4, 6-love. A person with knowledge of the situation says seven players have been put in a, quote, bubble in a bubble, end quote, after coming in contact with Benoit Paire, the French player who dropped from the field after testing positive for COVID-19 on Sunday. In the NHL yesterday, the Bruins were bounced from the Stanley Cup playoffs after Victor Hedman scored in double overtime to lift the Lightning over Boston 3-2. In the NBA playoffs, the Heat clamped down defensively in the final three quarters to beat the Bucks 115-104 in Game 1 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. In a Major League Baseball, Miguel Rojas hit a tie-breaking RBI single during Miami's 4-run sixth inning against Jacob deGrom, and the Marlins beat the Mets 5-3. Also, the Rays bested the Yankees 5-3. The Braves doubled up the Red Sox 6-3. The Phillies downed the Nationals 8-6, and the Orioles rallied to beat the Blue Jays in 11 innings 4-3. I'm Jesse King.